broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for July 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is hour 2 of 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. All right, Kurt, there's a big old news by, who is it, Reuters? And, this is Bloomberg, I guess. Bloomberg, and they're talking about the power grid, Kurt. We finished the hour on global warming last hour a little bit, talking about quadrillions of diamond found hidden in the center of the earth, and it takes a volcano to kind of bust out and blow to get a lot of that diamond up out of the earth where humanoids can get at it and such like that. And we talked about how God has plenty and room to spare for us, folks. We just got to trust him for a change. And the proof of the pudding is they didn't know about this massive wealth until just recently. And that means God knows more, and we can't even get at the diamond, even though we think we've found it now. Just showing our inadequacies on multiple fronts. But God, ladies and gentlemen, is the author of our liberty and the creator of the earth, right? Anyway, so now the power grid's in the news, Kurt. A man-made phenomenon in question or in concern?
Well, the key thing that's going on, Sam, is they say the headline, power grids stretched as deadly heat wave scorches Asia. Now, the thing I thought was interesting is, do you remember back, it's been a few years that we were always told, hey, you know, whenever it was really hot, you know, especially where all this air conditioners were being used, then, hey, we'd have these brownouts, especially like California and other places that seemed like, to me at least, I don't see hardly any reports of that now.
Of what now?
See any reports of these brownouts. That means basically where they shut it down. You know, your power's out during the heat of the day.
And that's because they worked so hard and took more tax dollars to fix it. It'll even be better if you give them more tax dollars, Kurt.
Well, at least now, you know, even though government has really manipulated the solar power market, you got all these people with those solar deals on their roofs, and they typically supply the most power, I believe, right when it's the hottest, because they're getting as much sun as possible. And so they supply it to the grid, if you will. Now, the whole thing is really just a mess, and it sure be better to run it individually. But at least I don't see these reports of shutting down power now. You know, like they say, it was stretched as deadly heat wave scorches Asia, and I guess you got a number of people dying over there or whatever from the heat. But it was,
ladies
just
and gentlemen, let me explain the problem here. You know what I mean? Kurt didn't get the memo.
Oh, okay.
All right, the first thing you got to understand is those solar panels aren't doing what you think they're doing. They're the enemy of the power company, and those of you who have them on your homes need to pay more for your abuse. I mean, you're going to wreck the whole system, Kurt.
Yep.
Now, that's their claim. That's their dishonest, inconsiderate, irreverent, immoral claim. The truth is they're doing exactly what Kurt says they're doing. And the truth is that the only reason we have this, you know, moral hazard going on, and the only reason we have to prop up the power companies, is because the government backed them in the first place, which the government should have never done. So now what you got is malinvestment, followed by moral hazard, followed by moral hazard. Because the government backed the grid so long, now if Kurt threatens the grid, Kurt's the problem. See, I disagree. We should have let the solar panels and other technologies come to fruition in the private sector way sooner, and government wouldn't even have a worry about it. But what they're trying to do now is prop up the system, Kurt, even though I think you're spot on. The more solar panels we have, the more wind-generated power we have, the more new technologies we have of natural gas, and it goes on and on and on and on.
Competition.
What'll happen, Kurt, though, is it'll deregulate if we follow the right path, and then they won't have control anymore, my friend. That's why you're the enemy.
Good point, Sam.
But you're spot on the point, and when are we going to talk about this openly and candidly and realistically? Because around the corner of that discussion, Kurt, you want to know what there is?
There's... freedom?
Yeah, solutions. freedom, competition, lower cost, decentralization, all the words that you and I love and they hate.
Good point.
That's right around the corner from these candidate open appropriate discussions. Kurt, you're spot on and it's worth bringing up. But now in this story, what do they say, Kurt? It's stretched. Well, they didn't say that it's not functioning. It's just stretched, where years ago it wasn't even functioning. It like quit and melted down and blew out and failed. And, you know, but it, this is in Asia, Kurt. Maybe they've leapfrogged us. Maybe they're just ahead of us. Kurt, they're the ones producing all the solar panels.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Selling them to us.
After they use them themselves.
Well, yeah, you know.
Do you blame them?
Well, you know, even if it's a, you know, an old, like our buddy Neldon Johnson claims, an old technology, well, it's not as old as the power grid.
Amen to that. But he's right when he says it's an old technology, Kurt.
Yeah, yeah.
We could be way beyond that. I think Mr. Nelson's correct on that. But your point's well taken that, hey, compare that to the old antiquated grid with central control and government backing.
Yep.
Wow, the sooner we get out of that fiasco, the better. The problem is when you try to get out, you try to be an independent, they go, hey, wait a minute, you're the problem. You're going to threaten the whole system, Kurt. You by yourself are threatening the whole system.
It's like the homeschoolers were going to ruin the earth.
They're going to ruin government school. How are we going to indoctrinate and pervert your kids with that going on?
That's crazy, huh?
Wow. Anyway, I find it just fascinating what we learn about and what we read about and what we discover and what we focus on. It's just tremendous, tremendous. But again, as far as I can tell, the mainstream press doesn't even talk about it, Kurt.
Well, that's right.
All right, Trump admin to crack down on soy.
Yeah, Sam. And so, you know, here's what you have. You know, you've seen these new milks, right? I mean, when I was growing up, milk was milk, you know. There was just like one.
You're telling me that it came from a cow?
Yeah.
Even brown cows had white milk. Is that the kind of racist stuff you're saying?
Yeah, it was just basically one kind of thing. It was milk, and there it was. Now, you might have put strawberry, you know, seasoning or flavoring into it, or you might have put chocolate, but it started out as, you know, milk from a cow. I mean,
yeah, and they used to run around and say milk does a body good back in those days.
That's right. So now the headline reads, Trump administration to crack down on soy. They quote FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb. He said that they're preparing to crack down on the soy and almond products that call themselves milk. He says, I will confess an almond doesn't lactate. I guess he was speaking at the Politico Pro Summit. Despite the FDA's position on milk as a product of lactating animals, the dairy industry has been struggling as alternative sources gain popularity. They say milk prices are dropping and oversupply has become a global concern. They talk about their declines in their sales and things like that, but then they say the value of 100 pounds of organic milk went from $40 in 2016 to about $27 in late 2017. Meanwhile, they say soy and almond, quote, milks, end quote, are soaring in popularity, increasingly viewed as a healthier alternative to bovine products. You got coconut, pecan, quinoa, hazelnut, and flax milks are also on the rise. I don't know. Have you tried all those, Sam? They say in 2017, Wisconsin Democrat Senator Tammy Baldwin introduced a bill that would ban non-dairy products from using the word milk. But it failed to gain any significant support. While the dairy farmers have repeatedly petitioned for tighter standards on advertising non-milk products, the FDA has not addressed the concern until now.
All right, so what do you see about this thing, Kurt? What's your take on this whole thing? Well, bottom line is Donald's cracking down.
Paragraphs.
All right.
There's a couple of more little paragraphs that aren't too much, but you
what happens to me is if we make 50 points in the story, then I lose the ability to talk about each point a little bit, right?
Oh, okay. Go
but
ahead.
But go ahead. Finish the article. We're almost done.
I'm just saying the FDA says it's going to reach out to the public before making a decision. You know, they're going to do the listening tour. But that the process will not be instantaneous. Yeah. Now, it could be instantaneous if it was raising your taxes, but, you know, fixing things, that takes forever. He said this is going to take time. It's not going to take 2 years, but it probably takes something close to a year to get through that process. Meanwhile, he says non-dairy milks, according to the article, are enjoying a 61% five-year growth, and the trend shows no signs of slowing, let alone stopping. That might be good for America's collective waistline, it says, but it has left many dairy farmers crying over spilled milk. That's the end of the article. So you want to make
some
comments?
Well, there's a ton of different points. I can't remember half of them because we're already past
okay,
them.
So sorry.
Go ahead and we'll just,
sorry.
You know.
At least the ones that I want to make are, you know, so many times these petrochemical companies have basically stepped into something good. For example, milk, in my opinion, when the Bible says the land of milk and honey, it wasn't talking about two poisons. It was talking about something good. Well, when we chemicalize it and, you know, Monsantoize it or whatever, it ruins the good thing that God created. And that's the real spilled milk.
My
story.
First comment is I don't think they ought to be able to use money as the mother's milk of politics. Cash ain't milk neither, folks. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosertified, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so we're talking about this milk scenario. You know, normal, natural milk of the old days. And Trump admin to crack down on soy. Chemicals in food may harm children. We're talking about milk. And what I don't even understand about all this, Kurt, is government involvement. For example, we say that, you know, money is the mother's milk of politics, right, Kurt? I don't think they should be equating money to milk if we're going to do that. But what I find fascinating is the word milk defined by lactation, first of all. And the next question is, milk really from a cow good for you? Is it from a goat better for you? Can the goats and the cows fight over, you know, milk, the term milk? Hey, man, that's cow milk. That ain't goat milk. That ain't genuine. That ain't the genuine real article, baby. It's an imposter. You know, okay, and you get to this idea where you go, what? And then you start to back into this next question about milk and say, what about water? You ever heard of coconut water, Kurt? Are they allowed to say that? You mix coconut and water together and you call it water. Coconut water. Wait a minute. Is it the coconut or the water first? You got to call it water coconut. You know, and we get into these stupid arguments where government ends up in the middle of it all every time. And what happens is these milk farmers are just mad because they want to go ahead and, you know, capitalize on pulling the lever in their favor. And everybody's used the term milk and encroached on their, quote, real milk. But I got a question. If you have milk come out of a cow, is it pasteurized?
Good point.
All right. And if you pasteurize it, in my opinion, it'd be like fake news. It'd be fake milk now. It's not the real deal. Come on. The real deal might give you, some poison, they claim?
That's what they say.
But, of course, when they pasteurize the milk and heat it up and destroy all the God-given nutrients and everything in it, and is it become fake milk? What about when they take milk and then they water it down and do 2%? Is that milk or is that like water? See? And then what about 1%? It's even more watered down than the 2%. And then what do they call it, skim milk? Is that even what? Is skim milk and 1% the same, or is 1% even? And now they've created this confusion where I don't even know what milk is, folks.
Yep.
And then I try to go buy vitamin D milk, which is what? We add back the vitamins? Mm-hmm. After we ruin the vitamins so that we can call. Okay, I'm talking fake milk big time. But then here's the deal. You try to go buy chocolate milk, and you can't even get the vitamin D variety. You can't even get it with more cream in it. You got to go half and half. Well, if it's half cream and half milk, what the heck is it? And so all I'm telling you is the farmers have done as much to destroy this milk discussion as anybody else. Now they're crying foul, Kurt. So my problem is I understand their point, but I disagree with how they're going about this. We don't need them pulling the lever of government in their favor. Give us protection. Give us special privilege. Give us, you know, we can use milk for the term anything we want to, Kurt.
Yep. Just get the government out of it.
By the way, alcohol is the milk of child abusers, Kurt.
Good point.
See how that can all go down?
Yeah.
Money's the mother's milk of politics. Don't they love to say that?
Yes, they do.
All right, so it's an interesting twist, and I don't mean to go off on it, but we're going to, what, blame the soy people? Who's more at fault, the soy people or the almond people, Kurt? Or the rice
That'll
people.
That'll be another big win for the lawyers. You know?
Yeah, I mean, there's no value here whatsoever. What we need is deregulation. Put on your product. Let me ask the juice companies. When you say this thing says juice on it and you really read the label carefully, it's like, this thing's like 10% juice.
Yeah.
Hey, man, what about the juice people? They ought to go berserk.
That's right.
Okay, I'm just telling you, it's out of control. The sad part is Donald's fallen for it, isn't he, Kurt?
Well, you know, it would be a perfect opportunity to just say, look, we've meddled in an area where we shouldn't have been in for years. Let's just get out of it.
Amen.
Let the market.
But, you know, the origins of the milk folks have real problems from the start, Kurt. You know they're a bunch of chauvinist pigs, don't you?
They're okay.
You don't know how? You can't figure this out already, Kurt? You should be on this, buddy.
Sorry about that.
You got this dude that runs around. He has a name, and it relates to milk. He doesn't run around anymore.
Harvey Milk.
No. That's the gay and lesbian, another deal. This is the guy that used to run around and deliver milk to everybody's porches, Kurt.
So that was the. Oh,
it's two M's in a row.
You can't say milkman.
Ooh, whoa. Kurt, see how chauvinist and evil it is and stuff like that? What about the women are the authors of milk, aren't they, Kurt? If you want to get lactating accuracy going on.
Okay.
How do you have a milkman running around? Well, he doesn't lactate, does he, Kurt?
Good point.
They didn't cry foul when that was going on.
No.
What's up with that? See, I'm telling you, the origins of the milk farmers just steeped in abuse. The men trying to take credit for the women's lactation and run around and generate filthy lucre off of it all. Right? Look at that, Kurt. We had that in generations for houses. You go outside on your porch, and the guy would get up early in the morning and deliver them glass milk bottles. They didn't even pasteurize it in those days, Kurt. They probably gave everybody salmonella, and no one even survived. See, the whole thing right from the get-go is just crazy. And you can manipulate anything if you try hard enough, and that's what they're doing here, in my humble opinion. All right, Hawaii is the first state, Kurt.
Well, yeah, Sam, it looks like they've decided
to. The reason I advanced this story ahead of a few other stories is because it just dovetails so well, right?
Yeah. You know, they basically decided to make it where you can't use what's that stuff called?
Sunscreen,
you know,
buddy.
Sunscreen, that's right. You know, there in Hawaii, and I'm just like, wow. You know, if it's bad, they say it's bad for their coral reefs. And I'm like, well, gosh, you know, I mean, imagine the stuff being good for your body but bad for coral reefs, right? It just doesn't work, you know, to me. But I predict this will be one of your next big lawsuits, you know, next big, like the lawyers will say, oh, and by the way, did you ever use sunscreen on your, you know, children or yourself, and, you know, anybody in your family die of cancer or whatever, you know, then please contact Joe's law firm and we'll get you some cashola. You know, that'll be, it'll be on its way pretty soon. What do you say, Sam?
I say it's hard to know how to feel about this because I'm not for destroying the corals.
Right.
I'm not really a lot for sunscreen, although I use it on occasion.
Yep.
The question is, Kurt, does it not only destroy the reefs, does it cause cancer?
Well, it sure. At least so many times you got to just ask the simple question, is there a possible area for cover-up? Is there so much money made by the sellers of sunscreens and or, you know, chemicals and all that kind of stuff that, well, they try to put together, for example, like the Huntsman Cancer Center, where they say they're going to address the whole issue, and yet, you know, at the same time, they just keep selling all those chemicals to us, Sam. You know, like in this case, they got this one called oxybenzone, and octinoxate. You know, those are the two that they say will not be applied to those if you've got those in there. And I'm like, yeah, okay. So everybody coming into Hawaii is going to have, you know, the sunscreen checkers. Is that how it works?
Oh, yeah, buddy. They're right behind the make sure you're a citizen checkers.
Yeah. Okay. Not. Well, anyway, so welcome to Hawaii. There you go, Sam.
Wow, there's some hostilities going on. Kurt's sending me stories I'm trying to edit while we're doing the show, and man, there's some hostilities going on everywhere. Whoa. All right.
Yeah.
Back to today's news, though. I guess chemicals in food may harm children, they say, Kurt.
Well, yeah. I mean, just imagine that, Sam. WRAL is the report in this story. It's out of the nation's capital, the way I remember it, WRAL.com. But the headline, chemicals in food may harm children, pediatricians group says. They're saying this is a major group, and they say that they urge families to limit the use of plastic food containers, cut down on processed meat during pregnancy, and consume more whole fruits and vegetables rather than processed food. They say such measures would lower children's exposures to chemicals in food and food packaging that are tied, they say, to health problems such as obesity. The American Academy of Pediatrics is who issued these guidelines, and they're even concerned about, well, they say the group joins other medical and advocacy groups that have expressed concern about the growing body of scientific evidence indicating that certain chemicals that enter foods may interfere with the body's natural hormones in ways that may affect long-term growth and development. Imagine that, Sam.
What do you do with this stuff, Kurt?
Man, you want to get as natural as you can, if you ask me.
Amen to that. Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam stuff. And Kurt in seconds. Got a bunch of stuff relating to food and chemicals and how it affects you and your body and your life and government involvement and more on your radio.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. You know, I mentioned what is water, what is milk, what is up, man? They're attacking the water now too, folks.
You know, I know you said, is there anything else in that article on the break? But
yeah.
Yeah, then I found one more little thing to throw in before we go to the water.
All right, so we're talking about
one guy.
Just so everybody understands, we're talking about chemicals in food may harm children, right?
Yeah, that's what the pediatricians said in this WRAL.com piece. And it's amazing something like this doesn't get legs, Sam, unless you kind of believe that maybe all that advertising from all those chemical companies would affect, you know, what the media says. But anyway, one guy says, you know, kind of how to do this. In other words, the good news, he says, is there are safe and simple steps people can take right now to limit exposures. They don't have to break the bank. And one says, avoiding canned food is a great way to reduce your bisphenol exposure in general, and avoiding packaged and processed food is a good way to avoid anyway, a whole bunch of big words there. Exposures, it says, he also suggests wrapping foods in wax paper in lieu of plastic wrap. Now, a spokesman for the American Chemistry Council, and of course you wouldn't be biased, but he says chemicals are critical to protecting the quality and integrity of food, help in the safe transportation and storage of food, He said that many of the chemicals referred to in this statement are, they don't act as endocrine disruptors in typical uses and at typical exposure levels, but he didn't provide any scientific references to support his contention. But, you know, Sam, this may have something to do with why people like to go to, like, farmers markets or find their friend that has something growing in their garden.
It also makes you wonder why people have these mental confusions all the time and they get on psychotropic drugs and just like shoot everybody.
Good point, Sam.
I know you think I'm crazy, but hey, they say there's no link whatsoever, Sam, you're just crazy. And then my response is, wait a minute, aren't they really telling you here that all these different effects are, we don't know. Right? Chemicals in food may harm children. They don't even know. But then when I speak up on it, they're like, no, it couldn't be doing that, Sam. You're crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. Point. All right. New Jersey.
So anyway, the water, right? On the, we're talking about
New
the
Jersey,
taxing
ladies and gentlemen.
Tap water.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. Yeah.
Now, let me stop you there, though. And the tax water's already, or the tap water's already taxed, Kurt. They're just
talking
about a special tax for tap water on top of the already tax for tap water you already got, right?
That's what I'd expect.
Otherwise, you wouldn't have any water.
Man, if we found any place where they weren't taxing already, it would just be a shock to us, you know. But, this is a Fox 5 NY piece, so it's a local story that, you know, just somehow doesn't get picked up by the AP. You know, they don't really want to go national with this kind of thing. But anyway, they say, never short on ideas for things to tax. Lawmakers in New Jersey, they're considering a tax on tap water. Proposal being floated, by a certain representative there, they say. He's trying to say it's not actually a tax, but a user fee. It's a user fee on volume. And they say it would add 10 cents to every 1,000 gallons of water a home uses. He says that'll only add $32 a year to the average water bill. Wouldn't it be nice if they were going the other way? $32 less to the average water bill. But anyway, they say they claim the money's needed to fix a crumbling water delivery infrastructure in the state.
I got a question. What have they done with the money they've collected while that thing crumbled?
Oh, Sam, I mean, don't go asking the questions like that. They say in New York, by the way, tap water isn't taxed, but bottled water is taxed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I guess you maybe moved to New York for your tap water. I don't know. I'll say.
Well, bottled water is taxed everywhere you go. Anytime I buy something, it's taxed, Kurt, big time.
Yeah.
They probably call bottled water a luxury tax.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah.
Wow. All right. It's a bitter pill to swallow. Chinese vaccine scandal, I guess, huh, Kurt? How could there be a scandal
with
vaccines?
Sam,
those things are safe and effective, Kurt.
Well, it's a great point, Sam. I mean, I don't know how you have something that's so safe and effective hurting people. But in the Chinese, Sam, they say their government agency is just kind of not following the rules. And they've had some... failures in the system, and some people are a little bit concerned about their Chinese vaccinations, Sam. I mean, I'm sure you don't share those concerns.
So what does it all mean, then? There's a big scandal? Why, Kurt?
Yeah, well, you know, the guys that are supposed to be so-called watching out for your safety, you know, with the vaccines...
Why do they need to watch out for safety when vaccines are safe and effective already, Kurt?
That's a great point, Sam. And
anyway,
they've found some little problems with some of those manufacturers, they say.
Little
now,
problems?
I suppose that these manufacturers could kind of fix this problem. Now, I know this is going to sound way out, but they could probably fix them with their contributions to the right, leadership, if you will, Sam. I mean, it's sad to say, but...
How could you suggest such a thing, Kurt? That might be paramount to vote fraud.
Yeah, there's none of that going on. That's true. Good.
Well, just trust. Just imagine trust in the Chinese to make a chemical that you just shoot into your arm.
Yeah. Yeah, get a good deal on it. You know.
Yeah, it'd be an awesome trade deal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just crazy, folks. Now, they call it a bitter pill, but that's not really accurate, is it, Kurt? Because these aren't pill vaccines, are they? No, because
it's a shot, yeah.
Good. It'd be like the death shot, a bitter pill. Wow. Anyway, they say it sparks fury. That's the other kind of point I want to talk about. Reuters writes the piece. What do they mean by sparks fury, Kurt? It's like, we're getting really mad, but we're not going to do anything about it.
Yeah, we're upset.
Because if Donald speaks up and says he's going to put a tariff on that stuff, then everybody will go berserk and say, how dare him let everybody die because they don't have vaccines. I mean, it just never ends, right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, and the bottom line is they say they faked vaccine production test records. Now, I mean, imagine somebody faking their records. I mean, we didn't see that with Volkswagen when the government says, hey, you have to have so certain amounts of emissions. So, you know, and the Chinese premier over there calls for swift investigation.
Oh, yeah. Let the Chinese investigate the Chinese on that.
Yeah, shares have now dropped a little bit on trading. China's been making a big push to raise drug safety. Yeah, anyway, bottom line is, hey, go get your shots, understand?
Hey, better than the tap water. Wow.
Wow.
All right, I have good news, though, and I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about two good news stories in a row, but we're going to do it anyway, folks. We're just going to bust out of the paradigm and just do it, okay?
All right.
Headline says Americans spent less on gas, water, and electricity in May, holding back overall consumer spending as incomes improve. There's a mouthful in that one, huh, Kurt?
Yeah, it's a great point, Sam. And, you know, they called it a, the Breitbart piece called it a Trumpian May. You know, in other words,
that's a new term, Kurt.
Yeah, Trump.
They call it a very Trumpian May.
Yeah, was doing well, and then they say that the incomes and savings rose while the utility bills fell. And, you know, I know that some will say, well, yeah, but Breitbart, they're going to just be touting the president's line. Well, you know, we hear all from the other side. But it's nice to at least hear this. They say personal consumption expenditures increased a seasonally adjusted 0.2% in May. That's according to the Commerce Department. That was half the amount forecast by economists. That's according to Bloomberg's EconoDay. Yeah, I never heard of that. But anyway, consumer spending, they say, increased by 0.3%, led by spending on recreational goods and vehicles. But consumer spending on services declined in large part because household spending on utilities fell. Now, I got a story that was like dear to my heart, Sam, because I got it in my gas bill that was kind of connected to this. And it said that they were announcing a rate, you know, drop.
A reduction.
Rate reduction. And it was like, you know, in their wording, it said, oh, you know, it was this and that. But part of it even said, well, because of the tax changes, Sam.
Wow. I mean, they must be Trump supporters over there. Or maybe they're just telling the truth. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, is this perfect? No. Is it enough? No. Is it phenomenal, fantastic news? Absolutely. More in seconds on your radio.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked to
hear
that.
You actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay. Abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Bottom line, Americans spent less on gas, water, and electricity in May, holding back consumer spending while incomes improve. They're calling it a very Trumpian May. We would call it Trump-esque, but Trumpian, that's kind of a cool term, huh, Kurt?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it sounds kind of cool. I mean, doesn't it?
Yeah. Nice. Why don't we have Trumpian taxes? That would be less taxes, too.
And they even say over 100 electric, gas, and water utilities have cut their customer charges due to the Trump tax cuts. And that's, I told you about one that hit me, you know, I guess you could say it didn't hit me, but it came to me.
It blessed your life.
You know, yeah.
Now, this is interesting because this is an example where when Donald says in the news, oh, I take credit for all this. Now you got literally these nonpartisan or whatever you want to call it, nonpolitical groups like a gas company or whatever. Literally admitting the truth about, you know, I don't think they have a political agenda here, Kurt. I just think they're telling you that, hey, due to the changes in the law, we're able to do this now. And I think it's great news.
Yeah.
But it takes the politics out of it, doesn't it, Kurt, in my mind?
Well, I mean, it's just the facts. But you have to hunt pretty hard for them to see them.
Yeah, like in your bill.
That's right. And
so you have to hunt when it comes to politics because they have an agenda against this.
Yeah,
but the reason that appears in your tax, or I mean in your gas bill like this, Kurt, is because they're just being candid with the facts. It isn't political at all. Therefore, they wouldn't promote it necessarily, but they wouldn't hide it. They'd just say, hey, factually, because of the tax cuts, we're able to decrease your bills.
Yeah, and it wasn't any big headline, believe me, Sam.
Well, you're right, because the enemies of liberty don't want that to be a headline, Kurt. Never mind it's in tax bills, in gas bills all across the country. It's great news.
Yeah, and this Breitbart piece, the way down in the story, it says that amounts to a total savings of about $3 billion, according to Americans for Tax Reform. So if you got $3 billion back in the Americans' pockets, in their pockets, where they could actually spend it on something that they would like to instead of just their normal, you know, utility bills that they have to.
Now, I know we talked about bad Chinese vaccines, but this might be a good economic shot in the arm, Kurt.
Good point, Sam.
Just to highlight the, difference there. All I know is it's great news, and I appreciate the gas companies doing it. I appreciate Congress and Trump lowering taxes. Like I said, is it enough? No. But it's a start, and we're going to be grateful for that start, and we are going to tell you about it.
That's exactly right.
We're going to tell you about it because those are things that you need to know. When there's three, what was it, billion?
Yeah.
Back in the economy, I think that ought to... do a little good because, $3 billion back in the economy, Kurt, when I buy honey from you and then you go buy silver from Brian, then Brian goes over and, buys something from somebody else, right?
And
then all of a sudden somebody decides to advertise on the radio. And then, I don't know what we say $3 billion means, but it means a whole lot more than $3 billion, I can tell you that.
That's right. And they say that personal income, which includes pre-tax wages, this is still from the Breitbart piece way down in the story, salaries and dividends rose by the expected 0.4% in May, up from a revised 0.2% in April. Wages, however, rose by just 0.3% despite very low levels of unemployment. disposable personal income, I guess that's the kind that you could choose where to spend it, you're not forced to choose, which measures, they say, after tax money available for spending or saving, rose by a stronger 0.4%. The lower than expected spending combined with rising incomes pushed the saving rate up in May.
So let me get this right, just to be kind of clear on this, because I'm kind of slow.
Yeah, I know.
The government does the right thing for a change and lowers taxes. As a result, there's more money in the economy. As a result, people make more. As a result, people spend less and save more. As a result, more money just seems to be rummaging around in the economy, making the economy better on all kinds of fronts that are core indicators of stability and success and really prosperity, right? And then the mainstream press isn't going to tell you about any of this good news? Is that what we're hearing, Kurt?
That's exactly
what is wrong with these people? Can't they, for once in a while, take off the Trump hate and just say, hey, here's the truth of what's going on, economically speaking? Can't they just do that, Kurt, once in their lives?
Well, Sam, if they did, it'd be like, it'd be like the Democrats jumping up and saying the Republicans are good guys, or the Republicans jumping up and saying the Democrats are good guys. I mean, you just can't.
I sure can. Whenever the Democrats are good guys, I tell you so.
Good point.
Whenever they do something right, I say, you know what, good on them. I'm proud of them. I appreciate them. The Democrats are the ones saying we ought to abolish ICE, and they're right. Now, I know the hawkish conservatives hate my guts for that, but you know what? Constitutionally, the Democrats are right, Kurt.
Yeah, but you're not saying that by saying that we wouldn't have any more borders or we wouldn't have protection.
We had borders before ICE came
along. But that's what they want to make it seem like. That's what they want to, it's like when Ron Paul agreed with
Barney Franks.
When he agreed with him and said that we shouldn't be regulating marijuana, then they said, oh, yeah, you're just for everybody smoking marijuana. He was just like, no, it's not in the Constitution. We're not supposed to be doing that. That's all left to the states.
And right? That's why I said the Democrats are right. Yeah. Look, I know that they're right for the wrong reasons sometimes and stuff. Okay, but it doesn't change the fact that they're right. See, we got to look at it like that. We got to say, look, I'm going to stand for what's right. I don't care who's right. When it's right, I'm going to be with it. And when it's wrong, I'm going to be against it every time. It's not political. Yep. It's not that I hate anybody. It's not partisan. It's not, pandering to somebody. It's just the way it is. When it's right, we support it. When it's wrong, we reject it.
Yeah.
I know we're just simpletons, like rednecks on the radio, but I'm telling you, if we would learn to do that a whole lot more and set aside partisan politics, set aside pandering to lobbyists and groups and agendas and money and everything, we just want to stand strong for the principles that make America great.
Yeah, imagine that, Sam.
All right. Yeah. Anyway, we thought we'd bring that to your attention. The final story before the end of the hour, Kurt, this one's kind of a weird one, too, really. For the end of the hour. It's, let's see here. I guess affordable housing, and it's a Utah story, but it really relates to the whole nation, in my humble opinion.
Well, yeah, Sam. You've got Mike Lee is kind of in the smack dab in the middle of this one. And what you've got is he's just saying, look, we've got all this ground, including, all this so-called federal ground that could be used for, affordable housing. He proposed a trio of bills. He says the federal government maintains a stranglehold on the West, a grip that he wants to extinguish with a trio of what's called public land bills. And he gave this impassioned speech to our buddies there at the Sutherland Institute. We've known a lot about their good work for years. He, they say the GOP senator, remember GOP stands for Grand Old Party or the Republicans, compared today's era of land control to feudal England, in which the designation of royal forests for hunting resulted in the ejection of ordinary people from the land. What do you think happened to those people when their backyards were turned into playgrounds for the faraway elites, he asked. With nearly half the land in the West, that's more than 600 million acres under federal land management, Lee aims to start the eviction process in reverse. He said he plans to leave current monuments and national parks intact, but wants a new Homestead Act to free up ordinary land just sitting there for other public purposes, such as affordable housing, schools, medical clinics, and research. You know, this way you can get everybody on the bandwagon if he gets them all working together. His proposal, by the way, was blasted by environmental critics.
What do you think of the proposal, Kurt? By the way, let's just stop for a second.
You know, I wouldn't do it that way. I mean, personally, I'd just say, look, the government, the Constitution says none of this is supposed to happen, so it's all back. But, you know, that's that whole patience
all or nothing
and I
idea.
Want it now thing.
And I, by the way, from a pure constitutional point of view, I agree with Kurt.
Yeah. But you see this. I mean, when have we seen any senators are talking about this before? Talking about a Homestead Act where, I mean, you might even free up some of all that ground. And what would that be? That means we'd have a bigger supply of ground.
Yeah.
Available, right?
And really, as you wisely say, Kurt, imagine if the people use the land rather than the feds.
Imagine that.
Right? You know, Kurt's imagine thing is kind of, on one hand, it's kind of funny. On the other hand, it gives you this vision. Just imagine if the people had the land and not the government, Kurt. You might actually be able to afford a house, Kurt.
Imagine that. This one Wilderness Society guy said, this is yet another assault on America's natural heritage from Senator Lee.
Yeah, we want lower housing costs. It's an assault. It's like these people are just so unhinged, so crazy. And now Mike Lee, of all people, is talking about affordable housing, something that these liberals and environmentalists have been pushing forever. How would they propose to do it, Kurt?
Yeah, good point. I guess Mike Lee said a new Homestead Act could expand the law to allow states, local governments, and individuals to petition the government for affordable housing or education or health care or research. Utah's housing prices continue to skyrocket, leaving affordable housing out of reach for far too many. Meanwhile, millions of acres of land sit untouched. He said such a transfer for those purposes would mean significant opportunity for the states and its residents. He said, just imagine, he's doing some imagining himself, just imagine what opening this land up would do for young entrepreneurs or to attract existing businesses to create new jobs. How many schools, churches, hospitals, medical research centers, innovation hubs, and affordable homes could we build even on just a fraction of this land? It says Lee wants to apply to all Western states with heavy concentrations of federal land ownerships, as well as his proposal to take back federal lands to return them to the states. We all agree on the problem, he says. We all know the impact federal lands have on everyday Utahns, and we all know the solution is to actually transfer these lands to the people. Whoa, Sam, it's like that T-shirt when we went to Carson City, Nevada that they gave us there and said, it's simple. The land belongs to the people.
Whoa, imagine an idea like that. Anyway, so I don't agree with exactly the tack Mike Lee is taking here, as you wisely point out. But I'm telling you, it's a step in the right direction. The most important thing it does is open up common sense discussion. Instead of just throwing us overboard and say, you're kooks, you're nuts, forget it. It's becoming a national mainstream discussion. And hopefully enough of us constitutionalists can truly stand up about the proper role of government, the limited role of government, whose land is it really, and really stand up and move things in the right direction. It's an opportunity of a lifetime. I commend Mike Lee for his efforts. We need to be careful so that it goes the right direction. That's for sure. But in my opinion, another piece of great news. Wow.
Yeah,
two in a row, three in a row. Man, we're hitting on all cylinders today, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Tell all your friends about the broadcast. Donate today, libertyroundtable.com, libertynewsradio.com. We the people can restore America. Will you help? This nation shall endure.